Walter Foreman was the best man at my first wedding. That's Walter Hamilton Foreman, Fort Lauderdale High graduate, 1963 class. Yes, and he was the leader of the Foreman Bandit. The only reason I'm saying that name a lot is that I want you to understand that this time he is going to be described in great detail because he is the major. There'll be a lot of, you know, people go speculating that this guy or that guy was the major. No, it was Walter Hamilton Foreman, formerly of the 17th Street Walter Hamilton Foremans. 17th Street was where his house was. We had the 17th Street gym there, and also we had the Charlie Foreman School of Cooking was there. Charlie got his start right there cooking up steaks for everybody. He used to go over to Walter's house and work out. We'd work out there, we'd go down to the beach, run a little bit, do a little football on the beach. Yeah, it was great. It was great. It really was. Sometimes we'd go in the back and have wars. Wars, and it was also a bunch of land crabs back there, so we really had a great time back in there, back in the old days. But the major was quite a trip, buddy, if you think about what he'd done. He was the leader in high school of football, and academics was very, very high. Went to Michigan State University. Played on the All-American team. I mean, was played with the championship team. And back in Bubba Smith's era and all that, they were all contemporaries. And it was pretty good. He played 3 years for Michigan State. He played center. He was the smallest center probably in the whole United States. After that, he went to Duke Med School, and he does have 1 year of eligibility left. We've always talked about that year. Didn't know whether he was going to pick it up, maybe in track and field, or probably go back to football. I was thinking he'd probably go back to football, and then maybe in the track and field season, NCAA would let him. Anyway, it was just a dream. Thinking about it still. After school, though, the major went into the Air Force, and he, during Vietnam, he served. He served during the Vietnam era. Yeah, he was in the Air Force during the Vietnam era. He was, my station was a place called An Lac, outside of Vinh Long, in the 4th Corps area of Vietnam. His was somewhere, I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was near Biloxi, Mississippi. But he handled the hospital, the rear area and all back there. And I'm going to be blunt. I know the newspaper probably hadn't recorded it like this and all, but we were never attacked from that area. We would never want, not one time during the Vietnam era that I was in there. Now, I don't know what happened before I got there or after I left. Well, while I was there, nobody from Biloxi attacked us. So I think he did a hell of a job over there, myself. But the major, he likes to point out that he's the major. Now, in Adel, Georgia, where, by the way, if you're in Adel, Georgia, I want you to definitely go to the Empire Restaurant. Don't mention my name. I probably have a tab there. But go there, and I want you to have breakfast there, and I want you to plan lunch at the Seminole. Now, everybody there will tell you where the Seminole is, but if you like collard greens and turnip greens and this green and that green, you're going to like the Seminole. But the major likes to point that out to be called the major and up there in Adel. I kind of point out, though, that he would have been a Union Army major, which Air Force, actually, major. So maybe that wouldn't work out good for him in Adel, Georgia. Anyway, the major is quite a trip. He's a very, very passionate person. For anybody that knows him, he has a great deal of passion for a lot of things. And he makes everybody's life that he touches is better for that experience. I can promise you that. I can promise you that my life and my family's life is a lot better off for knowing the major. Anyway, I'll come back and talk more about the major later on. I just wanted to get this story going, though, and all. And talk to y'all all later.